You're listening to A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm Joanne Rideout. I'm here in the studio with Suzanne Berenson from Northwest Senior and Disability Services and Doug Schaefer from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for being here with me today. So today is a show that we do every year around this time regarding Medicare enrollment and prescription coverage and all that sort of stuff. So, Doug, can you explain a little bit about what we're going to talk about today?
Well, we'll probably cover a couple of different parts of Medicare because there's a Medicare A, there's a Medicare B. In some areas, there's a Medicare C, which are called Advantage plans, and Medicare D. Medicare Part D is what we're talking about primarily today because it's open enrollment right now. And Part D is prescriptions, prescription coverages, and it opens on October 15th, runs through December 7th, and a lot of people kind of think, well, you know, I already got it last year, I got it the year before, but it's not really like your homeowner's insurance. I mean, it can change dramatically from year to year because you'll have premium costs. Maybe in the formularies will change. Maybe they don't cover your drugs anymore. Or maybe you have a new prescription that's so new it's not on their formulary, or they're not going to cover it, or if they are, just a small amount. So it really pays to examine your Part D insurance during this time.
So this is different, though, from the thing that we've been announcing on the radio, which is that Affordable Care Act enrollment is around this time also. So that's a different thing.
Correct. We're just representing the Medicare.
So people who are Medicare eligible. So every couple minutes, a whole bunch of people become eligible for Medicare. So Suzanne, how do people become eligible for Medicare for people who aren't there yet?
Okay. If you have been on disability for 2 years, 24 months, then you will then have Medicare to choose. So you would become eligible for the public Medicare, which is Part A and Part B. Part A is your hospital coverage. Part B is your doctor visits and things like that. And then you're going to have choices. You're going to want to make choices whether you want to go with what is called an Advantage plan or a supplement gap plan. If you pick a supplement gap plan, then you're going to also want to pick up the Part D drug plan. So that's where there's all these different sections. The one thing to keep in mind, I'm going to backpedal a little bit, with fall open enrollment, October 15th through December 7th. It is for the drug plans, but also Advantage plans. In Clatsop County, we only have one Advantage plan. It is MOTA. MOTA is not leaving the area. There's a lot of rumors going around. They had a large, a big plan change. So they were instructed by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare to disenroll everybody that was in Medicare Advantage plan, and they have to re-enroll in it if they want to keep it. It's good that they are aware there are a lot of changes to that plan, so we can help educate them so they can kind of know what the plan changes were, and so they can decide if they want to stick with MOTA, and if they do, they just need to re-enroll in it. We can assist them on that, or they can call MOTA. Or now is a special time for them. They have a guaranteed issue during this time, and they can now switch over to a supplement gap plan. And so we can, again, talk them through that. In Clatsop County, we're going to have three different classes coming up, and that would be a great opportunity for them to really understand what their options are. And that's going to be, because we have so many different people on these MOTA plans, that's a great place for them to go to get all the information and leave there confident on what their next move is going to be.
Okay.
Sorry, that was a lot of information.
That's okay. That's great.
Answer.
So, Doug, people who are newly eligible for Medicare, so people, I remember when I've been on Medicare for a couple of years now, but it was kind of scary. because you realize now you're an old person, but that's another thing. But,
well, right. I think that's where most of us sort of, we know all about Medicare because that's something that mom and dad are on, you know, or that grandpa and grandma are on, or like you, I can say now that I'm on, because it is at 65, you have to enroll in Medicare Part A, just Part A. That's all that's required initially. If you're already working, you have an insurance plan through your job, then your Part B, the doctor visits that Suzanne was talking about, outpatient stuff, if it's equitable to what they have, you don't have to enroll in the Medicare Part B plan because you're considered to be already covered. So the Part B is flexible in that sense. If you are eligible for Part B, though, and you don't enroll, then when you finally do enroll, you're going to find that there's been a penalty attached. So you want to do it as soon as you turn 65, unless you have creditable coverage elsewhere.
If you have the coverage, then you just have to let Social Security know, show that proof of coverage, and then you will not have that penalty.
Right. And I was talking to Social Security not too long ago about that for someone, and because they asked, well, my job is covering this, but do I have to have some form I fill out where I say I'm not doing it? And Social Security, I got on the phone with them and talked to a real live person. So that was good, because it was the office over here. Anyway, and they said, no, we don't do that. We don't even expect you to give us proof until the time that you enroll. Then you have your letter from your work that says during these periods you've been covered, and then there's no penalty. I would also like to address the Advantage Plan thing. If you're listening to this and you're in Pacific County, don't worry about it. We haven't got any. So Advantage Plans are basically Medicare Plus. Okay, you have the basic coverage that Medicare covers, but then you can do add-ons, vision, dental. You see the commercials with Joe Namath. I can even get someone to drive me to an appointment. Yeah, okay. Anyway, but there's these things you can add on, but remember that you're paying for those. I mean, your premiums go up because you're adding things to it. On the other hand, if you can add drug coverage on an Advantage plan, then you don't have to pay the premium for the Part D. So it's really helpful to examine that. The warning that I always put out to people, or the caution, is if you're moving to, especially our side of the bridge, if you're over moving to Pacific County from someplace where you had an Advantage plan, please look before you leap, because they will, you know, drop their coverage and expect to be able to get on an Advantage plan here, and you can't. So if you can't get on an Advantage plan, then there's the Medigap or supplemental plans that Suzanne mentioned. That helps cover the 20% that you owe. If I go into the hospital now and stay in, or I go in outpatient stuff like that, Medicare will pay 80%. There's 20%, and we all know that if you're having surgery, 20% of any kind of surgery is going to be a pretty hefty amount. So you have these Medigap plans, different plans that are approved by Medicare, and they'll cover those extra costs and co-payments. There might be deductibles. There's a lot of different plans. And they're all private insurance companies, but they're governed by Medicare. So, and there is no real open enrollment period for that per se, because it's a private insurance company. You can come in and say, hey, I just heard about this one. It sounds better than what I have. And you can change and do it at any time.
Okay. So let's just talk a little bit more, because I know that it was confusing to me when I first started getting Medicare coverage. So there's the Medicare coverage, and then there's the extra thing, which I know we've talked a little bit about, but people sort of need to understand that Medicare will pay only like 80% of your bills. Is that correct? Okay.
Right.
And so that if you want, like the plan that I have is, I mean, I understand that the premiums go up every year, but so far it's affordable. And it's a plan that's called an F plan.
Yes.
Ooh, you got
and
a
so can we talk a little bit about what an F plan, or what are those letter plans about?
It's basically just a scale of different supplemental insurance plans that meet the Medicare standard. Now, those change also, and if I recall correctly, and I may have to double-check on this, the F plans are going away.
Yes.
I think...
And C. There are plans that have that 183 yearly deductible that was covered, and now those are going away, so they will have... The supplement plans now have $183 deductible that you would have to pay, yearly deductible, all
right.
of them. So the next Cadillac plan is going to be known as the G plan.
The G plan,
which
right.
is pretty great plan. It's pretty comparable to the F.
Yeah, if you think of, okay, for
We're really confusing people, I'm
I
sure.
But if you just think about this, okay, for the year, you have a deductible that's $183. Well, you go to the doctor, there you go, you're covered pretty
yeah.
much.
So, yeah, right.
And then
it's
covers the rest of it.
I mean, it's a small fee for most people.
Yeah. Well, I would say this just an example of why having one of those extra plans is really important, is it?
Absolutely.
My dad had that plan. He had an F plan, and he went into OHSU for a week for heart issues and had stents put in and all this stuff, and it cost him $12 because there was one little thing that wasn't covered under Medicare, like a glass of juice or something, you know.
Right.
Wow.
And that was all it cost him because he had Medicare and he had that F
plan.
For
that sort of a plan, you're basically kind of paying, you're paying a little bit more in premiums, but you're really not worrying about a doctor bill if it's covered under Medicare. The one thing I do want to add, though, the Advantage plan in Clatsop County again, is only MOTA. And that plan does include the drug plan. It's $104 a month now, going to be a premium. And it does include your eyes, ears, and dental. The eye plan is a pretty great plan with your routine eye visits, pair of eyeglasses. The hearing aid plan isn't too bad. It's going to give you a nice discount. I think you're about paying about a third of the cost of what they would pay if you didn't have a plan. And then the dental plan's all right. It's about $500 for a year, which that's going to cover routine cleanings and exams. So, and that plan does have the drugs in there. So that's how that plan's situated. I know a lot of people will hear different commercials, ads, things like that, explaining, oh, this supplement, jump onto this one, jump onto that one. I can speak from our area, my knowledge here. You're not guaranteed an issue into a supplement plan just any time of the year. It's when you're brand new to Medicare, and or if, let's say right now you were on an Advantage plan like MOTA and they have a significant change and you have to re-enroll, now you have a guaranteed issue. And what that guaranteed issue means is any time of the year, if you try to get on a supplement plan, you'll probably be medically underwritten and not be taken. So this is where we're getting kind of in the nitty gritty of things, and it can be very overwhelming, but I just want to reassure people, you can call our offices. You can ask to speak to myself or to a SHEBA counselor, Senior Health Insurance Benefit Assistance. We're here to help you. We're not here to tell you what to do. We can't do that. We can provide you with the information and then help you make these educated decisions. Yeah. And so we're here for you. And then, like I said, we do have the Medicare classes coming up in this county. I try to have a class every quarter. Now that it's follow-up enrollment, I do them quite a bit more often. But call our office. I can give them to you. I'll quickly give them to you now. We will have one from November 6th at Columbia Memorial Hospital at the in the Knight Cancer Institute from 10 to noon. And then there will be one November 15th at the Bob Chisholm Center in Seaside from 11 to 1. And then again, November 20th through Columbia Memorial. It's going to be in at the Columbia Center in the Coho Room. And that's going to be from 11 to 1. So again, if you need to call our office, we will help you out with that. And you can call and just let us know you're coming, or you can drop in too.
Okay. So now, I know this is a lot of information for people to take in. And so we're talking about F plan, blah, blah, blah. When I first got on Medicare, I was on a plan that, as you I think you mentioned, Doug, had the prescription drug coverage folded into it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now I'm not anymore. So people need to know that plan just went away in Clatsop County. It just disappeared in the middle of the summer, actually, and I had to enroll in something else.
Oh, you had family care.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you had an Advantage plan, and because it left, now it sounds like you are in
I'm in a whatever the other one
supplement,
is.
You're in a gap plan. I always say supplement plan slash gap plan because they're called supplements or gaps.
Okay.
So they're filling in that 20% gap.
So the Advantage plan is going to have the prescription drug coverage in it, but if you get the gap plan, you're going to need to look at Part D coverage.
Correct.
Right.
And so let's just talk a little bit more about that, because it is kind of confusing that, and that's where the penalty comes in, right, Doug?
Right. Mm-hmm. And also on too. Part B, but let's focus on Part D. Part D right now is it's open, like we said, till December 7th. We encourage people to come in and check. What happens in our offices is our SHEBA workers will present you with the three best plans. These are the most inexpensive plans that cover the largest amount of your prescriptions, and it's the pharmacy you like. And then, like Suzanne said, we can't say, but here's the really, really good one. You know, mm-hmm. Here's the three, and then you decide which one you want. Here's the cost of the premiums. Here's the cost of the copay. So here's your annual cost. One thing I might add is our offices are finding it's taking a little longer because they redid the plan finder in Medicare.
Before fall open enrollment.
Right before open enrollment started, they said, hey, we have a new way of doing it. The old one's going out. Now you set up an account for each person. Now you do this and this. So it was a big train, and they didn't do any advanced training. So it was a big learning curve for all our SHIBA workers that said, oh, the old plan isn't running at all anymore. So I say all that just to say it might not be as quick a turnaround as it has been historically, because this is our first time doing it and the first month ever of doing it.
It literally opened, what, a couple days before?
Yeah.
Fall open enrollment started.
Before open enrollment. I won't say anything about how the federal government thinks, because I'm not sure they do sometimes. But, yeah, it was very poor timing. Mm-hmm. So, because you had all these people expecting to come in and make it happen. But, if again, as Suzanne said, either of our offices, you call and ask for SHIBA, S-H-I-B-A, or just say Medicare. I want to talk to someone about Medicare. We can go through the different ones. We can still come up with the plans. We can still give you, in our offices, we have a form that we can mail you or you can pick up, or, and you fill it out. Then our staff run it and contact you with the results. So we're trying to, we can make it as easy as possible. And then if in there they want to talk about the supplemental or gap plans or any of those other things, well, those people know that too.
And so this, how long has this whole thing been in place? Because it wasn't always like this, was it? I mean, I remember for my dad was on Medicare for a long time, and this whole plan with all the, you had to go get all the supplemental stuff was just not part of it,
Michelle,
right?
Lewis always had the dates and years of when something started, it seemed like. But, I mean.
The drug plan was under Bush, I think.
Yes, senior, right?
No. I don't think it's been there that long. You can edit out our ignorance here.
Yeah, no, it's okay. But I mean, I'm saying for somebody who is
one
sort
of the Bushes started the drug plan.
Right. Okay. So you know what I'm just thinking is that people may. I mean, I remember every year we talk about how complicated this is, and really, and what I found was that, you know, I went and talked to an insurance agent in Astoria, and Linda Dugan is a great person to talk to, because she just, I mean, I was able to go in there in my kind of state of idiocy about this and kind of trepidation about it, and she walked me through it, but you guys could do that as well.
Right.
We can, and one thing I want to say is we have very limited SHIBA appointments, so if there's anyone out there listening that grasps insurance or just has a good knack working with people, we take volunteers and we train them very well for this Medicare as well. And so if you're somebody that likes to help people and things like that, if we could get more people volunteering on board, we could reach more people and help them. But in our office, we're very limited. We only have like two volunteers and myself. And that's why I really push people to go to our classes, because we can only serve so many, unfortunately. But if I had more volunteers, we could really reach out to a lot more people. But with that being said, too, the brokers. We have a handful of brokers in this area that do help with Medicare. And they can... they don't cost you money. They get their payment through the plans themselves. We can just give you the information. We can't favor one broker over the other, obviously. But I do have a link where people can find their own broker.
Okay,
or
else great.
I have a sheet that where I found the brokers in this area that are doing that too. So oftentimes if we don't have an appointment for somebody available, we'll offer to send them that broker list and then that web address so they can look up their own. And the brokers can sit down with them as well and let them know what the different costs of the supplement plans would mean to them. And they can also kind of weigh it and say, hey, in your case, I might choose an Advantage plan or I might choose a G plan, because we can't do that. We can just give you the information, because and quite frankly, you wouldn't really want us to, because it's not apples to apples for everybody's situation. It's insurance. It's what kind of risk you're willing to take. You know, you have to make that call for yourself. So, but I can say that when people do leave our individual SHIBA appointments or these Medicare classes that we have, and sometimes people don't want to take a big class, but I guarantee from the feedback I get, most people are like, that was so helpful. That's what I needed. I know what I'm going to do now. I'm going to go to a broker or I'm going to call this plan. Or I'm going to call these plans under supplements. I feel comfortable doing that. So we give you the information you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people are pretty happy with that.
Well, but just in case, because I was still confused. So just in case you're like me, I just felt like I really wasn't sure what to do. And so going to that private mm-hmm. person really did help me, because she really was able to spell it out in ways that you're kind of prohibited from advocating, I guess,
for anybody. And that's what I'm saying, is that's a great option. If you're, after you get done with a class or meeting with someone individually, some of our people do, after they meet with us, because we can't sign you up for supplement plans.
Right.
Some of our people do go, okay, I'm going to go call this plan, or I'm going to go, I like, thank you for this list of brokers. I'm going to mm-hmm. call somebody on that can kind of, you know, throw the numbers out and kind of compare all the plans on a computer spreadsheet, where we don't have that access. So that is an option. Okay. So sometimes people like getting the non-biased information and then going to somebody and go, what would you do if you were me?
Yeah, the Sheba class that I went to here was really helpful, because it kind of gave me an idea of what I was dealing with. But still, I mean, I think if you take a person who's come from a situation where, you know, they've spent most of their life working for somebody else, where they get coverage through mm-hmm. their, if they're lucky, they get coverage through their business, the business they're working for, then it just gets taken out of their paycheck, and they don't really even get to choose. They just have to take what their employer gives them. But in this case, you really are taking on the Medicare part, which is a different thing, because you're paying for that separately, and then you get to choose whether you want one of these private plans that is different. Mm-hmm. Given to you by an outside insurance company. So these are two, it's almost like apples and oranges, but you have to sort of have them both,
it is.
You have to consider whether you
want
both.
And then one thing, I don't know about the state of Washington, the one thing the state of Oregon does have is, if you do choose a supplement plan, their little enrollment period, in a sense, would be every year on your birthday and 30 days after. Oregon has the birthday month rule that you can make a change to your supplement plan. So if your premiums were getting up there, and you can find another plan that is the equal to that plan that you are on, like another F plan, but those are F plans are going away December 31st. But if you're in an F plan, don't worry, it will be you'll be grandfathered in. But every year on your birthday, from your birthday and 30 days after, you can make a change. So you can do the equal to or a lesser value of a plan.
And that's an Oregon law, right?
Oregon. Okay. I know California has that. There are some other states. That's not all the states.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a nice option for some people. I don't know how many people take advantage of it, but, you know, you could probably save $20 to $50 in monthly premiums, depending on what you choose.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's good to look at it every year and reevaluate it every
year. You
can't
choose like a really inexpensive plan and think, oh, I'm just going to carry this plan for a while, and, oh, I'm going to have a surgery, so now I'm going to grab this G plan. You can't go up the ladder. You can only go down the ladder or take one of a equal value. This might be really confusing hearing this, but again, we can talk you through this.
Yeah, so and I can say that as somebody who recently went through this, it is confusing, and it's not at all a sign of your lack of intelligence if you don't get it. I think I'm sort of a smart person, and it was like, oh my God, I'm doing something totally different, and you just need some help.
And we'll give you that reassurance, going, hey, you're not alone.
Exactly. I mean, when my wife took early Social Security in order, because she was taking care of her mother, and she, when she became eligible then for Medicare and all of that, I actually sent her to someone in our office I could tell people a lot of things about it, but when it's that close, or when it comes time for me, I'm going to bounce it off somebody, because it gets too close, and so it gets even more confusing.
It's nice
go to the experts.
Yeah, it's nice to get extra input.
And
right now I might choose one plan, but then, you know, 20 years from now I might choose another plan.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're sort of, I mean, I found going to that private insurance person great, because she could essentially ask me, what do you want?
Exactly.
And I said, well, I think I want this. She said, well, this plan will do this. And she just would say, well, that plan isn't available here, and this is what's available in Clatsop County. And it just was easier. But I know I didn't go and sit down directly with somebody mm-hmm. from you guys, so mm-hmm. maybe that would have been enough, too.
Well, I just want to make sure that everybody understands, too, when we're talking about these private companies that are doing these different plans, they all have to meet the Medicare standard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're not just out there competing, you know, however they want to. They're they're limited by Medicare.
Yeah, they have a lot of rules on mm-hmm. them, too. So, mm-hmm. They are pretty helpful. And that is one thing that they can do, is saying, hey, in your situation, and they know, the brokers were speaking, they know what we don't know as far as what companies are going to sell that G plan here, or, you know, that N plan. I couldn't tell you which companies. I can give you a list of all the companies that sell that N or that G plan and things like that, and you can call them. You have some people might like that sort of a control, and that we have all that information, but we simply can't tell you. The brokers who are dealing with the plans in their counties, they're going to know. They have that added bonus.
Okay.
So, but the nice thing that you're going to get, again, from the SHIBA counselors and people like us is we're going to give you that non-bias, explain it all out there so you can go in and make an informative choice or know where you stand if you decide to go with the broker and kind of have that background knowledge, which would probably be pretty helpful too.
Okay. Well, we are getting to the point in the show when we ask for contact information so that if people are now completely confused, they can call your offices and get the help that they would need. So, Suzanne Bjornson, Northwest Senior and Disability Services, how do people get contact your agency?
We have them call our local ADRC number, which is 503-861-4210. And just let them know that you have some questions regarding Medicare, and they'll point you in the right direction. Or if you have any other questions about our services, that's the same number that you're going to use.
Okay, and Doug, on the Washington side of things.
Well, we have two offices in Pacific County. If you're calling into the Raymond area, it's 360-942-2177. And in Long Beach in South Pacific County, it's 360-642-3634. And our website is www.o3a.org.
And that is the Olympic Area Agency on Aging, so both sides of the Columbia River. Well, you have been listening to A Senior Moment, the show for and about seniors. I'm your host, Joanne Rideout. I'm here in the studio, as I am every month, at least most months, with Suzanne Bjornson from Northwest Senior Disability Services and Doug Schaefer from the Olympic Area Agency on Aging. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for listening to A Senior Moment. We'll see you next time.